Bad news is, Deacon couldn't make it. Good news is, I had about an hour's notice, so your message is going to be really short. That's a little Mother's Day present for you. Please pray for me. I always get a little bit nervous when I get up here, and it's times like this when I've had very little notice, I get a little extra nervous. So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to come and speak to you a little bit tonight. You guys ever look at someone and think about the way they're living their lives and think about the way they've done things and think, man, those people are supposed to be Christians. You know, they're supposed to be doing things a certain way. We look at them, we look down on them, and you know, we don't know what the circumstances they're going through a lot of times, but in our eyes, we see them, and we don't take into consideration, you know, and in our mind, we like to think, when we look at things, we like to think, man, I can imagine how close I would be to God if I was going through that right now. I know that I would stand firm, and that would be a trial that just draws me closer. But a lot of times we do the opposite. There's people, you can look all through the Bible, and there's different examples of that. Some people went away from God. Some people did not. They didn't give up their faith. You know, you look at people like Job and the things that he went through, and he never once cursed God, and like his friends were telling him, he never once ran from God. He stayed firm in his faith, and it's easy to look at other people and say, I wouldn't do that. You know, it's easy to look at them, and you know, when things are going good, it's easy to look at them and think that. You know, when our lives are all rosy and peachy, it's easy to look at these people who are going through all this and think, oh, I would never do that. I would never be like that. And so, but what if we were put to the test? Amen. All through the Bible, there's people that were put to the test. The followers of Jesus, some of them, like I said, remained strong. Others failed. Tonight, we're going to talk about Peter. The events we're going to talk about took place before the arrest of Jesus. This is something that we studied a while back in our discipleship class on Wednesday night, and I just brought it back out and looked over it again. And so if you would, turn to Mark chapter 14. I'll give you a minute to turn there. Verse 27 through 31 is where we're going to start out at. And it says, And Jesus saith unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, Although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus saith unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake the more vehemently, If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. Like I said, this happened before the arrest of Jesus. Jesus is talking to him, and he's telling them, You're going to be offended tonight. There's going to be things that happen, and you're going to turn from me. And Peter says, Not me, Lord. I love you. It doesn't matter what these other people do. I love you. I would never do that. And Jesus again says, Listen, you all are going to be offended because of me. You're going to deny me. And he told Peter specifically, You're going to deny me three times before the cock crows twice. And so I've never figured out why he points out, why Peter is pointed out in this, because they all did the same thing. But Peter, this is about him, so I've never figured out why that. But, and the verses he's talking about is in Zechariah 13, verse 7. It says, Now, of course, Zechariah's in the Old Testament, so we know that that happened a long time before. This was written a long time before the actual events took place. Okay? It says, "Wake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones." So it was written in Zechariah that this was going to happen, that the shepherd was going to be smitten, and once he was, that the sheep would scatter. Okay? And so Jesus is telling them, as it is written, you know, this is written, it's going to happen, for it is written. God's word is true. It's always true. It was true when it was written in the Old Testament. It's true again when he's saying it here. He's reiterating that this will happen. It is my word, and it will happen. So, Peter, we look at this. It says that they were all adamant. No, we're not going to do that, Lord. We're not going to deny you. We're not going to scatter. We're not going to be offended because of you. We love you. We're your disciples. We're going to follow you. But Peter was very passionate about the fact that he would not stumble. And again, like I said already, Jesus assured him, oh, you will. Skip down a little bit to verse 53 and 54, and it says, this would be after the arrest. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the place of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. When I look at this, okay, they've arrested him, they've come, the sheep have already scattered. Okay, they're already gone. Peter's following him, but he's following him from afar off. To me, that's already a form of denial. He's already denying, I'm part of this man's group. I'm going to keep my distance, and I'm going to watch from over here. Because he loved Jesus, but he didn't want no part of what was going on. He was afraid to be a part of that. And not only does he distance himself, but where does he end up at? When you look at that, he ends up in the camp of the enemy. He's sitting there with the servants of the high priest, who was one of the people that were adamant about crucifying Jesus Christ, the high priest. Peter's there with, I'm going to say the enemy. The enemy and the servant of the enemy, they're all there together. So already to me, that's a form of denial, even though the Bible doesn't talk about, it doesn't point that out as one of the instances. But to me, he's already distanced himself from Jesus. And he was afraid to walk with him and what was going on. So, and then if you skip down to verses 66 through 72, we're going to read that. We know that the prediction was made by Jesus. He already said, you're going to do it. So we already know that it's going to happen. Okay. And so in verses 66 through 72, "And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what you sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew." This lady comes up and she says, "Wait, I know you. You was with him. I don't even know what you're talking about, lady. I don't know him. Amen. I have no part with that guy. I don't know you. You don't know me. Uh-uh. I ain't having none of it." Okay? And then the cock crows. That's one, right? So, "And a maid saw him again, and began to say to them that stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak." So, again, he's there. And they said, yeah, he's one of them. You know, and he denied it again. Okay? That's twice. And then, as they were sitting around talking, You sound like a Galilean. Surely you're one of them. You look familiar. You're one of them. You were with him. I'm not one of them. I don't know him. What are you people talking about? You keep accusing me of this. I swear, I do not know this man. I have no part with him. He took it upon an oath. I have no part. That's basically a promise or this. When it talks about the curse, I looked it up in the Greek. It's not like cussing and swearing like we think of these days. It is an oath, you know, that you put something on that. That is something that you're held to, okay, like a promise, a guarantee. So that's the third time he lied. I don't know him. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. So, he wept. He knew instantly, I failed. I remember what Jesus said. You know, in our lives, we look at the way we do things. We all failed. All of us failed. If you look at it, I had the question here to ask, have you failed? But I don't have to. I know you have. I have. The Bible tells us we all have. But the thing about it is when we fail, what do? Oh, well, maybe I'll do better next time. Or do we do like Peter did? Weep bitterly. In my mind, he fell to his face and wept bitterly. How often when we fail do we fall to our face and we weep? And we cry and we want that forgiveness. We want that acceptance of Jesus. We want that forgiveness. We want to be his. But a lot of times, we're too busy looking at ourselves compared to these people and what they're going through. We don't look at what we should be looking at and comparing ourselves to what we should be comparing ourselves to. If we compare ourselves to God's word, to Jesus' word, that's what Peter did. He remembered Jesus' word. He wept. And that's what we're expected to do. We're going to fail. We have failed. We're going to fail. It's going to be something that happens. It's not something we should accept. It's something that we should try to strive to do better, strive to draw closer to God. And when it happens, we should fall on our face and we should weep and beg for forgiveness. But we're too proud. We're proud people that don't want to do that. We need to take an example. When you look at Peter, a lot of people, oh man, Peter, three times, he just denied him. He failed big time. But from that point forward, when you look at Peter's life, he turned around. He didn't fail and stay down. He got back up. Okay, and he went to work for Jesus Christ. So we're going to fail. When we do, we fall on our face. We weep. We ask for forgiveness. And we get back up and we get back to work. That's what this is teaching us. Promise you it's short and sweet. Ask the Brother Dean, if you would. I don't like to end a service without a chance to respond to the word of God. If you have failures in your life that you haven't come before the Lord with and you haven't fallen on your face, right now is the time to do that. So,
we'll turn to page 558 as we all stand.